going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to read one verse, verse number 15. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I'd like to bring a message by the help of God, some things that we should be thankful for. I believe we have a lot of things that we could be thankful for. Maybe you could get you a piece of paper and a pen. This would be a good time to start a gratitude journal. Write down some things that you're thankful for. I'm just going to give you a small list, but you can add to that list. As I get started, I want to thank you for all the birthday cards. I got more birthday cards this month than my entire life. And people everywhere sending me birthday cards, thank you. One family here sent me a dollar for every year I've lived, $60. And so I opened that card up and I told my wife, I can't wait till I'm 100. But on this sermon, I want to talk about gratitude. We live in a world where gratitude is often not expressed and help given is easily forgotten. Undercutting and backstabbing seem to be the order of the day. Romans 1:21 states, because that when they knew not God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Yes. This always stands out in my mind, along with these gross sins. He added to that, neither were they thankful. Right. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Are we a thankful people? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you are not a thankful person, that means that you're out of the will of God. It is the will of God that each and every one of us be thankful individuals. And if we are not thankful, we're living in disobedience to the Word of God. There's so much in the Bible that exhorts us to be thankful. Being thankful helps us to recognize our limitations, our frailties, our inabilities, and dependence on others. In that regard, being thankful causes us not to be prideful. I came across this piece and it became one of my favorite songs, a Thanksgiving song. And it says, thanks to God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all thou dost provide. Thanks for the times, now but a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for a pleasant, balmy springtime. Thanks for the dark and dreary fall. Thanks for the tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for prayers thou hast answered. Thanks for what thou dost deny. Thanks for storms I have weathered. Thanks for all thou dost supply. Thanks for pain. Thanks for pleasure. Thanks for comfort in despair. Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare. Oh, God's been good to us, hasn't he? Amen. I believe we ought to count our blessings more often. First of all, I want to say I'm thankful for a land of freedom, for a land of religious liberty. We can thank God every day for a land of religious liberty. I know there's politicians that would like to take away this liberty, but But I thank God for what we do still enjoy. Sometimes we forget about the blood and the toil and the sacrifice that won the freedom that we have. And thank God for all those that's here who helped win that freedom. Amen. We owe them much thanks. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Where would we be without Jesus this morning? I praise God for Jesus and what he did for me one day. He did for me what no one else can do. Thank God for his love. John 3:16, God so loved the world, that included me, that included you. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible lets us know in John 15:30, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he said in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. All of us can say, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Amen. No matter what failure you have made in life, we can always turn to repentance and faith in Christ and find real salvation. Amen. It's free and it's offered to every individual on earth. It does not depend on your wealth. It does not depend on your education. It does not depend on good looks. It doesn't depend on friends or influence. All you gotta do is meet the conditions and you can have real salvation. Surely we should be thankful. As the Bible says in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, not just to the predestinated ones, but hath appeared to all men. That includes you. Thank the poorest of us, thank God, have some things that we can be thankful for. Thank God for blessings. Thank God for blessings we're enjoying right now. Thank God for past blessings. The poorest of us, we still have some good things. We've got some health, we've got some friends, we've got some food, we've got some clothing, we got some sunshine. Amen, don't be so sad. We got things we can be thankful for. We need to emphasize, put more emphasis on the blessings of God. With the blessings of God, we can be rich even when we're poor. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Thank God for life. Amen. Friend, we're just one heartbeat from death. And the Bible lets us know it's God that gives us life. Even the wicked, even the ungodly, even the sinner, their life is a gift from God. Because all life is in God's hands. Your life is in God's hands. Acts 17:25, neither is worship with men's hand, as though he needeth anything, seeth he giveth to all life and breath and all things. I'm thankful for the portion of health that I have. Some say, I've got a lot of things wrong with me. That may be, but thank God for what you've got going for you. Amen. We got a portion of health. We got a portion of strength. We can be thankful. Amen. That, because we can look around and find somebody somewhere, no doubt, that's in a lot worse shape than we're in. Amen. Thankful that we got a right mind. We was able to get up this morning and clothe ourselves and get ready to go to the house of God. Be thankful for the goodness of God. Just been thinking about how good God's been to me. I believe you can say the same thing. God's been good to us. Are we thankful for the goodness? In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, God reminds his people of how he looked over them in the wilderness. Amen. He reminds them about the manna he fed them with and how their clothes, my friend, did not wear out and their feet did not swell. Then God paints a beautiful picture of all the blessings and all the wealth that awaited them in the promised land. But he warns them, don't forget about the goodness. When you start enjoying the great things and the good things, if you're not careful, you'll forget who gave you these things. He warns them, you may say to yourself, my power, my strength, my hands have produced all this. In fact, friend, the word forget is mentioned 3 times, and the word remember once in that portion of scripture. It's amazing to me how quickly people forget what God does for them. So often, people cry out to God in desperation, and God moves, but then they don't have time for God after that. I've prayed with people for suitable employment, and once they get the blessings, their office work, not God, gets all their time and their commitment. I've prayed with people for healing, but once health was restored, they go after worldly pursuits. No time for God. That's sad. Let's all be thankful for the goodness of God. You know what else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for this book, the Bible. Thank God. We all be thankful. You know, some folks don't have the Bible. I'm thankful for this book, the Bible. Amen. Whether the world is bright or whether the world is dark, amen, the word of God's always the same. Whether we're young or whether we're old, whether we're in health or whether we're in sickness, it's a refuge for the mind and the heart. Just to think where the world would be without the word of God. Thank God for the blessed word of God. And the Bible says it liveth and it abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God's revelation through the Holy Spirit. Oh, how could we know God's thoughts if he hadn't given them to us in the written word of God? I thank God for the Bible. I thank God for the word of God. Somebody said, I don't have nothing. Yeah, you can thank God for the Bible. Amen. 2 Peter 1:21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We are so fortunate to have the printed word of God. We're now able to study and read and learn from Jesus Christ, the apostles and the prophets, right in our own living room. The majority of people in this world have not had the privilege that we have, and I think we ought to be more thankful for the word of God. And God's promised to preserve this book. He has down through the ages. And that's why he said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I don't know about you, but I want to thank God for family and friends. What would we do without our family and friends? How often we take our spouse for granted? How often we take our children for granted? How often we take our parents for granted? How often we take our pastor for granted? Other family members. We forget what they've been to us through their love, their faithfulness, and their commitment. It is said that our home is a place where we're loved the most and where we sometimes get hurt the most. Being thankful, being appreciative is one of the ways we can stifle Satan's tragedies to invade our homes. In my ministry, I've seen relationships between family members crippled through a lifetime over a plot of land and inheritance that seemed to favor one member over another, over finances and bank accounts. Some people harbor grudges for years because they've not been invited to a family function. We ought to appreciate our families more. Husbands, what about your wife? You thankful for her? Y'all be thankful for your wife. Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtained favor from the Lord. If God's given you a good wife, you've obtained favor from the Lord. Somebody once asked my wife, said, do you ever get jealous of your husband? She said, nope. She said, if he can find somebody that does everything that I do, more power to him. And that's right. She has worked so hard by my side. Went down to death's door and brought 8 children into this world. Do you thank God for your wife? Remember that girl that you met at the altar who bore your children, stood by your side faithfully? You ought to be thankful for her. You ought to express that thanks in a new and romantic way. Years ago, I laid carpet for a living. I went to this nasty house. Stink, terrible, such a filthy mess. But I went home and I got a shower. And I come and took my wife in my arms and hugged her and kissed her. I said, thank you, darling, that I haven't had to live like some men live. Amen. Y'all be thankful, right? How about you, wives? Remember the man you fell in love with? Remember that? Be thankful for what he's done for you. Amen. Somebody said, yeah, but now he went bald on me and gray-headed and gained all that weight. Well, that shouldn't bring negativity to the feelings that you have for him. Because you did say for better or for worse, right? For richer or for poor. You said that. You promised that. Amen. What about the children? Are you thankful for your parents? Be thankful for that mother who went down to death's door to bring you into this world. Amen. Thank for the father that sacrificed and worked his fingers to the bone to provide for you. Ephesians 6:2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. What about your siblings? Be thankful for the years and times that you had together, days gone by. Some of you are widows and widowers. Some say, what do I have to be thankful for? Remember your deceased spouse with the pleasant memories. Be thankful in heart. Think about the joy of meeting them in heaven someday. Be thankful for your friends. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Church, we got a lot to be thankful for. What about a godly heritage? Thankful for that? Thank God for the godly heritage. Some of you had a Christian mother. You had a Christian father. They lived a life before you. Don't take it for granted. We got a lot to be thankful for. Christian heritage. You could have been brought up in a cult. You could have been brought up in false religion. Maybe you were, but God brought you out of it. You can be thankful that God brought you out of false religion. You can be thankful that God brought you out of Babylon. You can be thankful God brought you out of that cult. Thank God for a godly heritage. Psalm 16:6, the lions are fallen to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Thank God for the congregation. Amen. Thank God for this congregation. Amen. The talent you have here. The choir, the quartets, the special singing. Amen. I go places, hold revival, they don't have a piano player. I don't say this disrespectful, even the song leader can't carry a tune. That's true. I don't say that in a bad way. You got a lot of talent here. You got a lot to be thankful for in this congregation. Excuse me. Somebody said, but it's not a perfect congregation. I never found one yet. This is called a perfect church. If you should find the perfect church without one fault or smear, for goodness sake, don't join that church. You'd spoil the atmosphere. If you should find the perfect church where all anxiety cease, then pass it by, lest joining it, you would mar the masterpiece. If you should find the perfect church, then don't you ever dare to tread upon such holy ground, you'd be a misfit there. But since no perfect church exists, made of imperfect men, then let's cease looking for that church and love the church we're in. Of course, it's not a perfect church. That's simple to discern. But you and I and all of us could cause the tide to turn. Amen. I'm really not speaking about the church of God. I'm talking about the congregation not being a perfect church. What you got to be thankful for? I got a lot to be thankful for. I'm a member of the Church of the Living God. We can be thankful for that. Amen. You know what I'm thankful for? That I'm in the church that Jesus shed his blood to redeem. Amen. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto all yourselves and over all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I don't say this disrespectfully. He didn't say he purchased the Methodist church with his own blood. He didn't say he purchased the Pentecostal church. He didn't say he purchased the Baptist church with it. You know, he said he purchased the church of God with his own blood. I'm a part of that, thank God. I'm thankful to be in the church that was founded by Jesus. A lot of the churches wasn't founded by Jesus. Did you know that? The one I'm in was founded by Jesus. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I'm thankful to be in the church that's built on a sure foundation. Amen. It's built upon the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's the one that I'm a part of. Amen. I'm thankful to be in the church that Jesus Christ is the head of. He's the head of this church. Amen. Somebody said, well, we got a head, you know, also in Cleveland, Tennessee. Christ is our head, but we also have another head. And I said, anything two heads is a monster. Anything two heads belongs in a circus. Church just got one head. It's not the Pope. It's not the preacher. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad to be in the church that salvation makes you a member of it. Amen. Glad to be in the church that Jesus is the door to it. Anybody get in this church, they got to come through Christ. Amen. Glad to be in the church that's named after its Father in heaven. It's got the Bible name. Church of God, that's the Bible name. Do you know that? Apostle Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who's that? That's God. Ephesians 3:15. I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You can thank God for your godly pastor. Amen. Thank God for your godly pastor. Some say, well, you know, he's has to preach in a chair now. He can preach better in a chair than most people can standing up. Amen. Amen. Myself included. He can preach better than me any day of the week. You got a pastor who loves your soul, feeds you with knowledge and understanding. Things could be a lot different here at God's Acres if the devil's will had been accomplished, but God pulled it through, didn't he? Amen. You got a godly pastor who's not compromised, still holding the truth of God's eternal word. Won't you say amen right there? Amen. Y'all be able to say amen and not have to look around and see if anybody's watching you. Amen. You shouldn't be ashamed. Amen. You got a godly pastor. Shouldn't be ashamed to let everybody know about that. When you get up and testify, shouldn't be ashamed. Say, thank God for my pastor. Amen. I don't believe anybody ought to ever get up this mic and testify without saying, thank God for my pastor. Amen. You know what I thank God for? The blessed hope. Have you had any hope within you? Of a life beyond the grave? We have a hope. Thank God for the blessed hope. I don't know what I'd do this morning if I didn't have this hope. Amen. We thank God for the blessed hope. Soon, very soon, all the shadows of earth will be lifted. Death and tears, heartaches is going to pass away forever. Christ is coming. And it's time to be glad about that. Philippians 4, verse number 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord's at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. Thank God for the blessed hope. You know what else I want to thank God for? Past mercies. Thank God for past mercies. Do you know the song in the Eden Light songbook? As I look o'er the past, I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me. Oh, his sweet love and grace. I can't help but think about the past. I was in sin, a wretched sinner. How his wide arms of mercy held me. How I could have been called out into eternity so many times. Driving under the influence of alcohol and under the influence of drugs. How easily I could have been taken out of this life. But all that time, the wide arms of mercy held me. Somebody here sings that song. His grace and mercy brought me through. I'm here to testify to you that it's God's grace, it's God's mercy that I stand here before you. Right. Nothing else. We ought to spend the rest of our life thanking God for past mercies. Amen. God, Charles Spurgeon said, God's mercy is so great that you may sooner drain the sea of its water, or deprive the sun of its light, or make space too narrow than diminish the great mercy of God. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the mercy of God. See, we got justice, we got mercy, and we got grace. Somebody said, what's the difference? Well, you go out and you break the law and you go to court. Justice says death penalty. Justice says so many years in prison. And that's what you got coming. That's what you deserve. If you get what's on the books, this is what you deserve. You know what that's called? Justice. But mercy says, okay, you broke the law. You deserve death. You deserve prison. You deserve the penitentiary. But mercy says, I'm just going to put you on probation. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to go to prison. You're going to be on probation. You didn't deserve that. But that's what you got.
Amen.
But you see, grace goes beyond that. Because you know what grace is? Grace says, you deserve death. You deserve the penalty. But grace says, I took your place. And when everything's said and done, the judge says, what I'm going to do is take you home with me. And he takes you to his house. And he takes you into the room. He says, this is your room now. It's brand new. It's all new. It's clean. It's neat. It's everything you ever wanted. You got your own shower, your own bath. He said, this is yours. And grace said, come here. Family, gather around this table. This is a new member of our family. And he's going to be eating with us at this table every meal. I thank God for grace. I thank God for mercy. That's what I got. God gave me mercy. I didn't deserve none of this. It's all grace. It's all mercy. Do you thank God for his grace? His grace and mercy brought me through. I didn't bring myself through. He brought me through. He kept me from falling. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and being present you faultless before the throne. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Even the sinner has much to be thankful for.
Yes.
You can be thankful. You still have life.
Right.
You still have your right mind. You can be thankful that the door of mercy is still open. You can be thankful, sinner friend, that the Holy Ghost is still talking to you. He's still dealing with you. Think how many times you've turned him down. How many times you've said no. When he tenderly spoke to your heart and he dealt with you, because you wouldn't yield. It's really his mercy. He's still dealing with you. He could give up on you. It's only a miracle he hadn't give up on you. Just let you go your own way. But he still takes time. And he tugs at your heart's door. And he deals with you. And says, I love you. I can change you. I can make a new person out of you. If you would just come. Thank you, Father, for helping us bring the message you laid upon our heart.